butt.
Yodelay, 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 hoo. Yodelay, hoo. Yodelay, hoo. Yodelay, 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 hoo. Yodelay, yodelay, hoo.
Danke. Abend, Detlef.
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
I'll get the elevator.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
I would like to elect you president.
Thank you for your patronage.
Hey, this is Scott Eisenberg of Shoot the Flick, and you are listening to Tattoo Squid.
You'll thank me when it's Wednesday!
And now, our feature presentation.
Hey, folks, it's Tattoo Squid, which is Dre, or you want to call me Squid, that's fine. Everybody else does, or sometimes they call me late for dinner. Okay, bad fucking joke. But here's a crazy joke, actually, to be honest with you. Everybody knows who Shaggy is. You know, the guy did a song called It Wasn't Me. I don't know if anybody knows this, but there's, in the city, there's a thing with Motown, and there's this guy, we call it, you know, comedian, goes up there, you know, and Motown is kind of like more predominantly, I don't know how to call it, because I don't want to be sounding something, but, this guy goes in, and he's like, you know, white guy, he goes, I'm going to do a Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. And then everybody's like, oh, okay, whatever, you know, does a song and all that. And he does it really good, especially with the Shaggy, you know, tones. But I'm thinking, you know, because everybody knows It Wasn't Me, it wasn't me, you know. Imagine Chef from The Muppets doing this whole thing. Saying it wasn't me, but you know, like, it wasn't me, and it would just be funny as hell. I mean, honestly, I know it sounds weird that I'm talking about that, but I don't know, it just popped in my head, you know, it just like went boop, you know, I was at work, popped in my head, I'm like, hey, how about Chef, you know, Chef being. You know, singing the Shaggy song of, yeah, it wasn't me. I don't know. This is like a warped mind of myself, yeah. Also a warp, and this is true what happened, you know. So, I think it was yesterday. I believe it was yesterday, yeah. Because, you know, my girlfriend was like, yo, let's get pizza. So, we get pizza, and we get to our, you know, usual pizza place that we go to, and, I ordered a pizza, and I go down there, it's like, wait, like, 15 minutes, and, you know, drove down there, got the pizza, drove up, walked in, got the pizza, came out. There was, remember the song, Grandma Got Ran Over by the Reindeer? Well, I felt like I was the grandma, but grandma was driving a Bronco Sport, and just pulled into the parking area, just cut across. Paint on mine almost took me out, and the pizza almost went flying. And she parks like right next to my car. I mean, that was the whole thing. Did a whole fucking U-turn. Fuck. Oh, Jesus. And I was like, I didn't pay no mind to it. I'm like, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm tired. I worked like 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday in the morning. You know, I was hungry and I just want to eat. So I'm like, fuck it. You know, I'm bringing home. Tell the story. So that, you know, try getting almost run over by a Bronco Sport. Yeah, I'd rather get run over by a Mini Cooper. But usually I have guests, and I haven't had a guest in a while, and you know, I'm hoping some of you guys are gonna be listening to this, and you're more than welcome to shoot me a message on Twitter at podcast Tattoo Squid. And you could be a guest easily. You know, just send a message. I'll send you a link to a Zoom chat, and then we'll do like a video, audio. If you don't want to do video, that's fine. We do an audio. I'm very easy to get along with. Everybody can tell you that's been on there. I had like 80 or some like guests on the show. Awesome people. I'd love to have them back on again and pick their brains about what's going on since the last time. But everybody that has known me that does, I used to do stuff by myself. I used to talk about anything and everything. So now I'm just going to talk about the Hobgoblins. Not Hobgoblins, but the Hopkinsville Goblins. So it's going to be a little bit dark because I did a pretty much a Dark Zodiac version way long ago, and I was given a lot of good feedback of it, wanted me to do more stuff, and I never got the chance, so now I'm going to try to do this now. So it's the Hopkinsville Goblins. If you're wondering what the fuck is a hopping and skipping jumping away kind of thing, no, it's a Hopkinsville Goblins. Basically, it's in Kentucky of the United States. They're pretty much like a North American legend. Now, if you're wondering what the fuck they are, pretty much they're small creatures with large heads and needle-like teeth. So, think of like gremlins and critters combined. You know, but the story goes, these are little mystic creatures for who knows where, are the very odd looking and even ghost-like, you know, because they were like a little transparent, apparently. They are described as being short with very unusually large head for their size. Their mouths are filled with rows of sharp needle-like teeth. They also have huge orange eyes that glow. Now, this will freak me the fuck out, you know, it's like, and I love horror stuff, but something like that, if I see something in my window looking at me like that, it's going to affect me. The ears are bat-like, and their hands are have long, sharp talons. Well, that's going to fucking hurt. Their legs are described as atrophied, and not much use of them. So basically, I don't know. I think they waddle all around. So you can run away from them as it is. As they float about using their arms to guide and steer themselves around. Well, there you go. They're like little size apes. The sighting of these creatures are regarded as an important event because it involves so many witnesses. Numerous accounts are recorded of flashing lights in the sky. That night, as much as a dozen witnesses claim to have seen these gray little aliens during their visit. It was quite an August night. Well, hey, August, you know, Leo. My birthday's in August. Just letting everybody know. But, you know, 1955. Now, when I think of 1955, I think of Back to the Future, you know. So, maybe they were around when they were making Back to the Future. They should have put that sucker in Back to the Future. You know, these alien likes in there. That would make it up. I mean, it's a great movie. But imagine they put the aliens in there too. Controversy. But that the Suttons family farm was treated with a visit from these strange and uninvited guests. The farm was situated between the hamlet of Kelly and the small city of Hopkinsville in Kentucky, USA. See, I got the name right. I got it good. The family, hold on, let me go down here. The family members described noticing a bright light shoot across the sky that night. A short time later, they noticed a short silver-skinned creature peeking at them through one of the windows. See, I fucking hate that shit. Really don't. Especially now, you know, we're like on the first floor. We have no, you know, second level I mean, I like the one level houses, but I'm getting old. I can't go upstairs that much. But soon after, as many as a dozen of small unknown gremlins, see, I said gremlins, were running. And imagine, you don't get them wet. They probably ate after fucking midnight. Gremlins were running around the house and climbing on the roof. They kept scratching here and there in the house as if they're trying to get in. See, fucking freaking me out now. Some of the family members tried to shoot at them. Alright, good. When they did hit them, they heard a sound similar to metal bouncing off metal. And the little gray creatures would just float up and away uninjured. Oh, that's not fucking good. The family was terrified by these intruders and escaped by driving off in their car. They quickly notified the police, but the Hopkinsville goblins have left the scene by the time the authorities arrived. Obviously, that's what usually fucking happens. The family moved from the property shortly after the incident to avoid all local questions and gossip and the endless sea of visitors wanting to witness the scene of where all the supposed alien visit commotion took place. That's one part. So I got this from, most of the people that talk about this stuff, you know, there's basically, you just go to mythical creature and beasts. You kind of get like everything from the undead, and actually, let's go and see about witches, actually. So we got the Baba Yaga. I always want to know about Baba Yagas. There we go. The Baba Yaga. The habitat, Eastern Europe. Source, the Russian folklore. Which I've heard about the Baba Yaga. Because they, now I know. Yeah, Baba Yaga. Yeah. That's an ugly bitch. Well, anyway. Baba Yaga was thin, frail-looking witch with sharp teeth and long, dirty fingernails. That's a crack addict. She would wear jewelry made from the bones of various unfortunate creatures. Even though she was thin, old, and sickly-looking, she was very powerful. She was said to have the power to control people and animals to do her bidding. Sounds like a vampire. She could throw spells to paralyze individuals and send some birds over to carry the soon-to-be feast back to her cabin. Why would she have a cabin? Wouldn't it be a cave or something? She could even control the weather. Whoa. That weather, man, I tell you. Her favorite meal was human flesh. Well, there's a zombie for you. Unfortunate passers-by or lost travelers that came upon her eerie cabin in the deep woods would often end up in her oven as her next meal. Now, there was a story of a witch or an older lady that had a cabin and it had all these candies, and... Oh, I forgot the name of the kids. But they're kids. And they should put them in the oven and ate them. That's what it sounds like to me. It's, if I can remember what the thing is, my brain is not the way it used to be, folks. She sometimes shows signs of mercy as the story of Vasilisa. A young woman sent into the deep woods by her elf stepmother. Vasilisa fell prey to the woodland hag and was sent to a difficult errands to gather ingredients for her potions. When she completed all the tasks, the old skinny witch gave the brave V, let's just call her, a magic skull that was capable of turning her evil stepmother into ashes. Above is the artist's rendition of the sickly, frail, and even looking, with her hair is matted and dumpy and clumpy due to her lack of personal hygiene. And yes, it does. She is extremely skinny and frail, looking like, yet the power is to easily overcome her victims. Her complexion is very sickly looking due to the fact that she feeds on human flesh. The eyes are covered with cataracts, but still manages to glow an evil stare. The jewelry, what's up with the jewelry, you say? She definitely needs cooler looking bone jewelry. In this next picture, our artist will make sure she's better accessorized. In 2020, there was a movie called Baba Yaga, Terror of the Dark Forest. This movie has follows the strange events that occurred after a young family hired a nanny to look after their young daughter, even with the use of surveillance cameras. Very dark and strange things begin to happen. The eldest son, who has noticed the frightening behavior of the new nanny, gave her some friends to search for her when she suddenly goes missing along with his little sister. That is bonkers. Very fucking bonkers. Let's get into another one. Let's try some hybrids. No, I don't want to see that. The Chimera. Ooh, there's a nice list. You know, let's go with the Chimera. Because I like the band, and the band uses, you know, the name Chimera. So, Chimera. And also, there is cartoon. So, you got a cartoon of Godzilla, which is like the 75, 76, whatever. And there is an episode of Godzilla fighting a chimera, which, and I'm going to tell you right now, a chimera is a three-headed lion that could spew flames, which in the cartoon, it's a chimera, but it only had one head and horns, but apparently it's three heads. That I think they might have mistaken for Cerberus. But let's see what goes on here. The Chimera had the head and body of a lioness and was capable of spewing flames. Her tail was scaly and had a snake's head at its tip, at the center of her spine, and the head of a goat was the head of a goat. This complicated feline was one of the offspring of Typhon and Ichnada. She was also a sibling to Cerberus. Well, there you go. See? Yeah. And the Lemnian Hydra. Seeing her was an omen for storms, volcano eruptions, and shipwrecks. When she was full grown, she killed many people. Her powerful three heads, which were able to attack independently of each other. She was able to resist many attempts on her life until she met her fate, a poison dart thrown by Bellerampha. I'm not good at pronouncing fucking names for people, so sorry. Of course, he was riding Pegasus at the time, which I am sure had plenty to do with the final outcome of this deadly quarrel. You know, let's just start it off and stop it off pretty much at that, because I don't want to bore you guys. You know, because I know I'm jumping into different stuff here and there. So it's three different ones. I should be writing this stuff down because that's what I usually do. So we got the Chimera. And then who do we have? The Witch. We had the Witch before. So we go back. The Baba Yaga. Baba. Sounds like a baby bib. Give me my Baba. And then we went to the creature, the Hopkin. And then Hopkinsville. And so I could do my episode art. Which, you know, everybody's been saying they like. You know, they like the episode art. Everything's good. Which is awesome. Thank you for the compliments of everybody that's seen it. Or if you haven't seen it, you know, go to my Twitter page. But I'm going to try to put the episode art in my Instagram, which is Tattoo Squid. That's TATTOOSQUID .podcast. So I'm going to try to put all the episode art in that so everybody can view it, see what they like, you know. Give your suggestions. Also, with this, you know, come back, send me a message, go on to Spotify, leave a message on what you want to hear, or you want me to search up anything, or, and if you're celebrities, musicians, authors, more like, you know, horror stuff, you know, I would like to see, you know, Preston and Childs, you know, pick their brains, you know, Stephen King, I would love to talk to, but that's high up there, and I don't think I'm gonna be able to do it. But a lot of people were saying, you know, like, never say never. It could show up. It could happen. And yeah, but yeah, I'm thinking this is me. Yeah. But folks, follow me on everything. Go to my link tree, linktree.ee/tattoosquidpodcast. I would have the link in the episode area. You'll see on there, you can click on it or write it down, check it out, see what stuff I got going on, where I'm doing, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, what's the other one, TikTok, you know, there's certain stuff I got going on in there, nothing new, I'm dabbling in here and there. I do have, I used to have, a site, but I don't know if it's still good. But check it out on podcast, Tattoo Squid on Twitter. You know, follow there. You know, I'm at 3,000, maybe almost 4,000. You know. And if you want to send stuff, that's great. You know, just message me, and then I can give, like, an address, or I can see if I can get the P.O. box, which I'm trying to do, but, you know, people, you know, we all got bills, so, take it easy, have a good night, it's Sunday, like I said, nobody likes going in on a Monday, which I gotta do in the afternoon, yeah. At least I don't have to wake up early in the morning. My girlfriend has to do that. So she's not really happy about it. But, and that's it. You know, so I do it like an hour, but I'm taking my, you know, taking advice from people and, you know, just trying to do 20, 25 minutes. You know, make it easier. All right, folks, take it easy. Have a great night. Talk to you again. I'll probably be doing more mythical creatures and all that for the next couple of episodes, probably. Give a shout out. All right. Take it easy.
Squiddy!
Goodbye, everyone. I'll remember you all in therapy.